Pathophysiology of the leprosy reaction is usually type 4 hypersensitivity reaction, that is cell mediated type. It is specially seen in upgrading type of the reaction in which the lymphocytes predominate, whereas in erythema nodosum leprosum there is type 3 hypersensitivity reaction with a neutrophilic infiltrate, which is demonstrated on the skin biopsy as well. Then we have two types of a test, that is lymphocyte stimulation test and the lymphocyte transformation test. The difference between the two is that the lymphocytes lymphocyte stimulation test, we mean that whether the lymphocytes are stimulated or not, whenever there is a mycobacterium leprae antigen injection into the body. So usually we expect that there will be a gush of lymphocyte being produced in the body, and there will be a blastoid reaction because these lymphocytes will be of the blast type, immature type. So if after mycobacterium leprae antigen injection there is a large number of the lymphocyte being produced, by this we mean that the lymphocyte stimulation test is positive and the immunity is well intact. Whereas in lymphocyte transformation test, we record the radioactivity in the DNA fraction of lymphocyte after incorporation of the labeled thymidine, that they are being transformed. After they are given labeled thymidine, the DNA is being synthesized and they are being transformed. That labeled thymidine is being incorporated into the DNA and it is being activated. Then another important question is, how will you treat those cases who are rifampicin resistant? So for that we have an important regime in which we are going to use drugs, that is ofloxacin, minocycline, clarithromycin and clofazimine. So for the first 6 months we are going to give ofloxacin 400 mg along with minocycline 100 mg, or we can give a combination of clarithromycin 500 mg and clofazimine 50 mg. For the first 6 months it is given on the daily basis. Then for the next 18 months we are going to change the regime by combining ofloxacin or minocycline with clofazimine 50 mg daily for a period of 18 months.